It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 2090, recorded Thursday, May 1st, 2026. Pop music. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity looks at a musical lollipop. Not the same one that I looked at, plus a 3-in-1 LED lamp. I have the last of my cooking crappy corner in a chat extra, and I have a brand new Patreon poll suggested theme. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a Giz Whiz. Sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is. Back to the future, Dick D. Bartolo. We're talking about Legos before, and I brought out one of my...
Oh, okay.
My Legos that I just recently did. Look at that. You got Marty McFly.
Boy, that's very nice.
Isn't that crazy? Look at them in there. You got a flux capacitor back there. Yeah. And wow. It's convertible into the other one that you can take these wheels off and make them go, you know, into the hovercraft version.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah. What have you been up to? This is what I've been up to this last week. This was my host chat, Lego.
Okay. We went to a fun Bose event yesterday. I'll tell you about the products next week because everything was under embargo. But they're so clever with picking where to have the event. And they picked a brownstone 10 blocks from here.
Oh, wow.
That someone had just purchased but not moved in yet. And since they, I'm not spoiling it, since they were introducing a music for every room in a house, they rented the whole building these bins. And they had just done a $17 million renovation.
Whoa!
It was like all glass with glass stairways and a balcony, and they didn't want us to take photos because it's someone's home.
Yeah.
But what I'm thinking...
Every glass step is like another $1,000, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Where did you hide for $7 million in this house?
And it was very funny. Because we were talking about how complicated things are. So I go to use the restroom and I go in and there's a panel. And I said, which switch is for the lights? And then to find that it's an overhead light, sink switch, lower light.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes.
So
managed through Crestron, which needs a node for every light and needs a specialized programmer for every panel that they add.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where you find that $7 million, because that was a subcontractor. That's their AV subcontractor.
Yes,
and then
exactly.
They had, yeah, oh, my word.
I know.
So but a gorgeous house. You're ready to pay some rent and move.
An amazing place.
Yeah,
I wish them a lot of luck. I have my backyard and my train, so what do I care?
We're happy. I'm happy living life.
I have my shed. They would be so jealous.
I have my shed with the hinges I fixed myself. Okay.
Exactly.
They don't have that. I would feel horrible living in a hotel every day like that.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
What do you got for us this week?
Should we just start?
Yeah, let's jump into it.
Let's jump in with a fun light.
Okay, here we are.
If you watch the show, you know I have a nice new handy shed in the backyard that took hours to build. So I was going to get a light for the shed, and I thought a solar panel on the roof and then a light inside. And then I thought, just get a flashlight. And then I saw this from iZoom. It's a 3-in-1, all right, solar panel. Solar panel back here. And,
wow.
Okay, 300 lumens.
It kind of looks like those.
The side light.
Old extension cords you would
then
wind up.
It has a lantern light, 120 lumens. And then a down light. So this is pretty neat for any kind of lighting situation in the shed. Kind of put an S hook in there and just let it hang down. And then when we need a flashlight, we can go to the flashlight or the side panel. Now there's something very funny about this. I got it on Pulse TV. I buy a lot of stuff there. And the people there said it's on sale because the manufacturer made a mistake in making this. That they, I don't know how this could be humanly possible. They accidentally put in a port that does nothing. All right. And I'm thinking, what kind of a company would put in a port that does nothing? All right. It's USB-C charging. Just for laughs, I took the USB cable that comes with it and put it in the port that does nothing. And it does start charging my LG G8 phone.
Wait, wow.
it will not start charging my Pixel.
It did nothing to the Pixel.
But it's a 2400 milliamp battery in here. $13, okay? And I think it was 2 for $20. I bought two of them. The only downside is there's no way to know the state of the battery, okay? I'll hold it up to the light, and you'll see when it's charging. Dennis, can you see the red light?
Yeah.
When it's charging, it's red. When it's fully charged, it's green. So you'll just know if it's charged fully or not. There's no intermediate. Has a little waterproof cover, and it's IP44, which is sort of waterproof.
Don't spit on it.
Left, I think, outdoors.
Yeah, yes, exactly, exactly.
I like this a lot, especially for the money. Also, I would say it's very funny because the booklet says micro USB charging. The description on Pulse TV says USB-C charging, but on other websites, it says USB micro charging. So maybe this came out a while back and they put it out again with USB-C, but the ones from Pulse TV, I bought the two of them. So it came to $10 each. That's it. I like these a lot, and they're very reasonable. They light up my life.
Yeah.
Or better yet, they shed light.
There you go. That's it. Nice.
There you go.
Nice. As they soak up the sun as well. I like it. I like it. I do wish it was like a tad more rugged, but coming from Pulse TV, you kind of know what you're getting. Like, you know.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
I do wish it had the indicator. I wish it was like, you know, a little more trustworthy, but it's from Pulse TV. So what are you going to do?
But $10, what do you want?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, there you go. I like the colors. The colors that they manufactured it out of are solid and slick.
They are. You have no choice of color, but they ship in three colors, but it's their choice.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I like it.
It's very useful.
Okay.
Okay, now you showed one kind of lollipop. Well, the video explains it.
Yeah, the lollipop that it was mechanical and had some induction thing and didn't work that great. So let's check out yours.
It's 2026 Chad found Lollipop Star, the musical lollipop that was plastic and had a battery and very weird. I think it was $9. Mm-hmm. All right. We have something different.
Mm-mm-mm.
Chupa Chubs. All right. Mm. Melody Pops plays real music. I do not remember. I think maybe Magoo and Ranger Rick sent these to me. Okay. We're going to see how impossible they are to open. Blue raspberry. Is there such a thing as the blue raspberry flavor? Artificial flavored. Contains sugar, corn syrup, lactic acid, citric acid, malic acid. They've been having an acid trip for a buck, okay? Tools to get lollipops out.
This is what happened.
Included.
Took the shot upside down.
All right.
The video stayed upside down.
I watched a couple of videos. I think I had one of these as a child.
A few, I think I played with this.
You have to be very careful when you open it.
But it was rare. It was something I didn't really get often or see often.
I don't know if all the labels are the same.
Because it's
but
such
the music,
a strange idea.
Yeah.
The music I believe you're supposed to play is printed on the wrapper.
Oh my!
And this is for people.
Oh my! It comes with music.
Can you see the music there?
Oh my! This is like you know such an old school candy thing is to have the wrapper.
Yes.
Yes. It's a written score.
It's a sheet music.
Look at this.
Yes.
Oh my word!
All right.
Oh my goodness.
So
we put the wrapper on a piece of white paper.
Oh my word.
And this lollipop has when the saints come watching in.
That
and
is amazing.
Can. Two very popular pieces with kids.
Oh yeah. Okay. Almost as popular as.
And evidently you can scan with your phone to get further instructions.
Pink Pony Club or something.
That's pretty clever. And you play this. Let me just see. Okay. This.
Hope everybody's standing on their head.
Yeah. It's like a dog whistle.
Yes.
Oh, when the saints come marching in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, when the saints
come. That was Star Spangled Banner.
No, oh, wow. Well, there. I'm sorry. Darn it. I was a little off.
Mm-hmm. Night on Ball Mountain. Happy birthday to you. I really mastered this in seconds. What does it taste like?
Blue raspberry.
It tastes like blue acid raspberry. Okay. I think kids will love this. It actually tastes so-so.
Are you supposed to be able to play the song with it? Do you have to read the music?
You're supposed to, but
yeah.
Lots of luck
so
with
you
that.
Have to read
results
the results
vary. It's like a violin. You got to find the right.
The key to remember. Had I not watched the video, you may not realize that this comes out and varies the sound. Because a lot of people say, well, this is...
Yeah.
They just do that and go, well, this is stupid.
Some parents would be okay with
make
that,
any
I think.
Sounds with it.
Yeah.
So you have to remember that the handle comes down. And actually... This looks longer than any of the ones in the videos that I watched.
Well, yeah, mine is very versatile. Very versatile.
All right. Fun for kids. Really inexpensive. Melody Pops play real music with artificial ingredients. A real trick.
It's a lot louder than the music pop that I took
a
look at.
Yes.
I
mean, you know what? You probably played with it as a kid because I did a little research And the lollipop was created in 1958.
Whoa.
And it says that Chubber Chubbs is the number two lollipop brand worldwide.
Ah, yeah.
And they're cheap.
Yeah.
They come to 55 cents each.
Yeah.
You get a box of 30 for about $16.50. Yeah, I don't even know if your lollipop ever came out.
I don't know either. I don't know. Actually, this kind of looks really similar to it.
Oh, it does.
But it's not the same brand.
Yeah, but two of them are $15.
God, jeez, no. Okay, let's go back to the 30 of 30? Them are $15. Please. Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah, I've seen this brand, Chubba Chubbs, around, definitely. And yeah, I mean, yeah, this is like, the thing is as a child, I remember them being clear. I don't remember them being so opaque and
Oh, okay.
I remember them kind of differently. I wonder if I could just Google them and see, you know.
Maybe you got vanilla, see-through vanilla.
Maybe. Let's see if I can go to images, if there's, or maybe I'm just like Mandela effect, like remembering incorrectly. Yeah, I don't see any old images when I do a quick search, but yeah. Very cool. Oh, orchestra. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, they're fun. I think kids have a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of cheap fun.
Exactly. Oops, sorry about that. A lot of cheap fun, a nice stocking stuffer, or if you want to start a corner store, something you should stock.
Yes, exactly.
You
know?
Okay, the next gadget is a holdover because we're recording on a Friday, because yesterday I was part of the corporate 5K in downtown Orlando.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So that pushed the show to today. That means that today is the 1st of May, which means that I had a gadget for the cooking theme, and we'll get a new theme today. So the best of both worlds. So here is a Chad extra around the cooking gadget. So here we are with a cooking gadget, and today we are taking a look at this. It is a lunchbox, but a tech lunchbox. So you have sort of this outer lunchbox, which is pretty simple, just has a few zippers. You could put, you know, some chips in the top, things like that. But this is where it gets exciting. It has a handle, you can pull it out. Inside of here is included a battery and a heater, and that will allow you to heat up your leftovers or your meal wherever you are. So this is the container. This is the heater with all of the ways to like set up the heater and get the oven cooking. It can go up to 220 degrees. Which is quite hot, right? And you can also set that temperature. This is the container that you can store your food in. And here's the lid. It has a little venting valve. This is 5.5 cups in size. So that gives you an idea of how much it can hold. It goes into the lunchbox that closes. It has these kind of hard plastic clamps on the side. I am not a big fan of those at all. And then it also has a lid on the top. It includes this silverware in the kit, and it includes this rubber band here that allows it to keep that in place.
That's clever.
Relatively. There you go. With some finagling. Okay, so let's take a look at the front here. You can turn it on. That is, it's on, it shows the time, and then this none of these buttons really work until you hit the menu button. So you go through the temperatures, the times, and all these things that you can kind of see kind of at the bottom. So we're going to start with right here. This is a clock that would go off at this time. So if you have lunch every day, it's say 12:30, you could set this to go off at 12 and then it would start heating at 12. And then about 30 minutes later, your food would probably be heated up by then. Oh. So that's that option. Next is just the clock and what current time it is. I don't know, I'm sure if you can see that clock back there, but it's 6:35. This says, well, it said that it's 5:34, so it's an hour off. I haven't changed this from daylight savings. And then this is the temperature that you would set it at. And you may think, oh my gosh, I can't change any of these. You have to click and hold for it to go into edit mode, basically, and then you can change this. So 220 degrees Fahrenheit is the top, but if you wanted to go all the way to the bottom, 170. So I'm actually going to go ahead and set this at 200. I'm not going to set a timer. That's the current time. Okay, we're all good. So this next option, heat, will actually, if you click and hold this, actually turn on the heater just right now. So we also have the, when we go back to default setting, you can see that the clock is actually on. It will go off at 12. So we don't, anyway. So let's actually fill up our reservoir. And then what I'm going to do is, as you can see, we're about an hour away from when this show starts. So we get to Crappy Corner about 30 minutes into it. So I'm hoping that I'll actually try these live on the show. But let me show you what we're going to put inside. The best options for putting in here are things like pasta, rice dishes, that type of thing. But also, like meats, if you're on a diet and you like maybe are, you know, making some type of chicken at home or something like that, those type of meats would go really good in here. And you could keep them in the fridge, put this in here, and then it would stay relatively chilled until lunchtime. I didn't have enough time to make my own leftovers, so I went to Publix and bought some. So I bought some mac and cheese, and I also bought some chicken wings that are covered in buffalo sauce. So I'm gonna load these up into this pan, and then we're gonna cut to the future, like an hour and a half in the future, and we'll see how well it did at reheating these items. Okay, all loaded up inside is the food. Here we go, those are the leftovers. And they're cold right now because they just came out of the fridge. So we're gonna leave that on. We're gonna clamp it up. And then actually rethought of my plan. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna set a timer. So let's go ahead and set this to go off at, and I actually changed the time to be the correct time. So we're gonna have this go off at 7, honestly. And that'll be in, actually 7:30 is when we start the show. So I'm gonna go to 7:20. So we'll start 10 minutes early. That'll be good. So we'll lock that in and then go to the time. It is 6:40, that is actually correct. And 185 is what we want. Perfect. Everything should be good. We should now, this will go into the insulated case that it comes with.
And as long as you don't
and
power it off.
It says that it's going to go off at 7:20. So we'll see if we have a hot meal. There we go. Now it's all inside. We'll see if we have a hot meal around the live showtime.
Wow.
To the future.
How daring.
So I can report the timer didn't go off correctly. I took a look at it. It was not, I don't know if I got the PM, AM time wrong. So I manually started heating it and I missed the start of the show. So I only started heating it about 15 minutes ago. So we're gonna see how hot it is after only 15 minutes. And it was still set at that 185 degrees. So. Oh, one more thing to note is that it's charged with one of the barrel connectors. So you have to, it comes with an AC, AC to DC converter that you have to plug into the side. So you do have to use that. I wish it was USB-C. Okay, well, I think I saw some steam, either that or I just saw my disco ball light. I can't tell. It's only been 15 minutes and it really, I wish it had been in there for a little bit longer. It says that it's at 185 degrees. It doesn't feel like it. Ooh, yeah, the bottom feels like it. Okay, you know, it. The bottom feels like it, but I didn't leave enough time. I should have left more time.
You know, you could check it at the end of the show.
Yeah, let's check it at the end of the show. I got a little buffalo sauce on my finger. Yeah, let's check it on at the end of the show. Let me show you the... Here, I'll leave it right here. And so you
can
see...
It's got to be a lot of money, right?
Yes, it is. So this is not an inexpensive gadget. This is, and maybe you can tell from it, but I've actually used this a little bit. And so the cost is at around $100. Now, this one, though, when I got it, it was around $85, and I've seen it kind of fluctuating around that. Like you can kind of find a lot of like, here's one for 61, you know, here's one for 72. So even though this was the one that I got, they kind of fluctuate around in price. And a lot of them are pretty similar. All in all, I've liked it a lot. The one thing I wish is that the utensils they gave were actually plastic utensils. I don't really love using the metal utensil on the metal pan.
Oh, yeah.
And so what I actually did is I took the plastic. So these ones I have in my drawer just because I didn't want to throw them out. But when I actually use it, I take one of the plastic utensils from like Chick-fil-A or McDonald's or whatever, and I've been using that one and keeping that in the top of it because I like the plastic on the metal better. So I didn't leave enough time to heat this, but I've used it myself and I can say that it works. It works really great. It heats up super hot. I would put like taco meat in it a lot. And it also comes with a little divider, which I guess I forgot to show. But yeah, that divider can also kind of like keep your meat over in one little corner. Or like chili or rice will work really well in this as well. So I can say that it works, even though my demo didn't work out super great. But we'll come to it near the end of the show and see how it did. Okay, with that, it is time to get a bit crappy.
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. First, we got to see what the patrons voted on. Their options were bathroom gadgets. I kind of tried to look for categories that we hadn't kind of done in a while. Bathroom gadgets, office or work from home gadgets, or pet gadgets. So those are the three categories.
I don't know. For some reason, I'm going to go with pet gadgets.
Okay. I was leaning towards that too, but no. The patrons have decided that office work from home gadgets is the winner.
Okay. Yeah. I figured bathroom be at the bottom.
But. I was shocked by pet being at the bottom.
Oh my God.
I was shocked.
Yes.
Shocked.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I know.
Wow.
I know. So we are gonna check out some office work from home gadgets. I like this category a lot. I have a whole bunch of ideas, but to start it off, this is the first gadget. I recorded a video about it earlier, so let's take a look.
As you know, it is home office gadgets, and today we're taking a look at this. It is a footrest, and based off of these little arrows right here, it leads me to believe that this is an adjustable footrest. Exciting. It's only $20. Okay, I'm in. Here is what arrived. It is tiny. Okay, your feet are going to have to be little thimbles to match those feet right there. I'm just kidding. Obviously, this is all vacuum packed. So we're going to, it's all built out of foam. So I guess they shipped it to me all sealed up. So I'm going to unseal it. Oh, man. Okay. We're halfway there. Living on a prayer. It's already growing. It's alive. Okay.
Boy, that expanded a lot.
There we go. It has expanded into close to full height. It seems like it might be able to get a little bit wider given some time, maybe 24 hours to unrest. So here it is. It has 4 Velcro strips per side and 2 kind of sections. These are held together by a zipper over on this side. So you can zip this section completely off. On both, there's like that rubbery padding texture that, you know, you kind of get on some of those nice socks sometimes. But you know the texture I'm talking about. It's on one side, so the one that hits the floor. So both of these, depending on if this is down or if this is down. So I guess the adjustable height, my thought was more like mechanical. And what we're getting is that you can zip this off and make it just the top cushion instead of the bottom cushion. So not as adjustable as originally thought. Anyway, I'm going to go put it to use. Let's go test it out. Okay, welcome underneath my desk. Sorry for the mess. We're going to take our cushion and toss it on the ground there. And with my shoes on, yeah, there we go. It's kind of nice. They mention one thing is that this is reversible. So if you want to take this, then you can actually kind of use it as a rocker, which actually may help someone with ADHD. Although I roll back. You see me rolling? Okay, I don't really love the rocker as much. Now, someone with long legs, I feel like this isn't needed for, like, I'm not constantly wishing that I had something to rest my feet on because I'm just tall enough that they do that naturally. But, you know, nice foot rest way out there. Not bad. Okay. So there you go. For $20, your problem is solved. And then if you need it a little closer to the ground, you can obviously zip off this part. Let's see how the Velcro is fighting against me at the same time as the zipper. It's like, there we go. And then make it only half as tall if you need. It'd be better if I wasn't wearing shoes too and be a nice cushion. So the foot cushion.
Pretty nice at $20.
Bliss Trends is the brand. And yeah, only $20 for all your foot resting desires. I really thought that at first there would be some mechanism. Yeah, yeah.
And it does look like it vibrates or something.
Yeah, I really thought. Or like, now I guess it just shows that it can Velcro together. That's the extent of it. But yeah, there you go. So, office gadgets are the theme. Office, work from home. There's going to be a lot. This is almost like an office gadget. If you went into the office, brought a lunchbox, and you needed to heat up every day. Okay, with that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Fun. I'm excited about this one.
Yes. Okay. So now this video is about 12 years old. and it explains what the heck it was for on the April current the ending. What the heck is a gadget? Did you have a guess?
I actually did. Only because I wanted and never owned this gadget.
Oh, okay.
I remember seeing this when I, like, probably 2006?
Yes, maybe? I think that's when it came out, 2007.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe exactly. I would have been going into college, and I saw this gadget and thought, oh my gosh, I want this so bad for my lectures. And if you don't know what this is so confusing. I want this for my college lectures really badly. I never got one. Never knew where to buy. I just never was motivated to go purchase one. I knew it existed. My guess is correct. It has to do with webcams. Is this correct? Am I on the right?
Yeah, okay. You are correct.
Okay. Yeah. So, really, a really cool gadget. And, let's take a look, shall we, at the, this is
a video.
2012. I love that the date is on the lower third. Sorry.
It was 6 years old when we did this video. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah.
The gadget was.
Your scary warehouse gadget.
Yes. Well, you know, we were talking about the teleprompter earlier, and I said, wait a minute. I think I have a gadget from 5 or 6 years ago in the warehouse that it does something similar. So I went to Sophia Brothers. I'm going to turn around. And indeed, I found my CI2I.
Ooh. Okay. Eye contact device for webcams.
Yeah, this
what
is
the
kind
hell?
Of...
Oh, come not, on. Now you're teasing me.
Not quite the elegant solution.
What the heck is that?
Leo, it's very bizarre. I mean, it only sells for $49. Actually, the company's still making them. It hangs over the back of your computer.
Yeah.
You make sure that the camera is behind the mirror, and then there's a mirror down below.
It's a periscope.
Yeah, that is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That is exactly what it is.
So you could look over your neighbor's fence?
Well, no. So it projects the image on your screen. What you do is you have to use your cursor to move the image of the person you're talking to the right location so that it hits the mirror. Then it bounces up and it shines on the mirror, which is a two-way mirror, behind which your webcam is. So the effect is that you have your own kind of mini telephone. Now, there's only one little adjustment, these little tabs over here that...
Wait a minute. Now, where do you put your head?
No, this just go. Let me just put it over this for a minute now.
Yeah.
Okay. So now
it looks exactly the same on our end.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because now I'm looking directly into the camera through a mirror.
That's kind of I'll take two. That's a great. We should have that for every host on the show.
Okay.
So you're looking at the camera even though...
I'm looking directly at the camera.
Even though the camera is actually above your eye line.
You know, actually, my camera is pretty much in my eye line.
So it's not changing anything.
No, but what it
eliminates... But he sees the screen. You see the screen.
You tend to look down to see the person's image that you're talking to. Like right now, I'm looking down.
Ah, so it's bouncing me into the camera.
Right.
Or it could be but if you had a little, you know, text window there, you could be reading what's on the text window.
Yeah, except the problem is that they do make software, so you can use it as a teleprompter, but yeah, it's such a narrow view. Yeah. And also, if you have a wide range camcorder, it cuts the ends off. I mean, if you're doing amateur video and stuff,
That's what we specialize in. I think that's perfect. Put it on again. I want to see.
This is too professional for your operation.
Yeah.
But I'm talking.
Right. Let me see again what it looks like. Now there's the image without it.
This is the image without.
That's the image without it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And now I'm going to put it. Oh, you know, I moved these adjustments, so it may be out of whack now.
So are we looking through a clear lens?
You're now looking through a mirror.
There is a little bit of a reflection around your chin. I can kind of sort of see. Oh, okay. And now what do you see when you're looking at us?
I am actually, well, you see, I'm only seeing me now because you have me on camera.
Oh, well, let me put me on. Now what do you see?
Okay, now I'm seeing you.
But I can't tell because I'm looking at me. So let me, wait a minute. Let's see if I can switch this quickly. Okay, now look at me. Okay, now look at, look at me. Okay, and I'm looking at you. Okay,
close your eyes,
ready?
I'm going to
switch. Now, don't. Oh, no, wait a minute. Keep looking at me. Stop. No, look at me. Okay, no. Oh. It's not going to help.
Yeah. Now watch the difference when I take this off.
Now what the hell are you looking at?
That's funny. And then I think it was Scooter X shared their website. They still have their
website. Oh, are they still around?
Yeah, it looks like it. Or maybe not. Maybe this is just a different thing just talking about it. But here's the idea is that it's taking this, bouncing it to the mirror up there, and then you can look out of, yeah, there we go. That's, you know, whatever's right there, you can see now where the webcam used to be, you know, because there was a mirror behind, you know, there's a mirror in front of it. I think that's really, really cool. This actually was not the gadget that I thought it was.
Oh, okay. I think one of the problems was that webcam started to get better and wider view.
Yeah.
And that mirror was just too small.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, the company website goes somewhere else. It says Scooter X.
Yeah, but the company stayed around for about 5 or 6 years, so some people like them.
Yeah.
And $50 was, I mean, it's only plastic and a mirror, but.
I mean, this would have been great. I mean, this is actually, you know, I was not the gadget I was talking about, but this would have hit all those boxes. It would have been so cool. Yeah, I mean, I never knew about this one, actually. This is so cool. Very, very cool. And then did anyone actually guess it? Three people. Wow.
Three people knew exactly what it was.
See, I thought that it was a... I remember seeing this thing that you would put on your monitor, and it would bounce using mirrors, but it would make your front-facing webcam a back-facing webcam. And it would bounce the mirrors so that you would set if you had like a MacBook and it only had a front-facing webcam, you would set this over your front-facing webcam, and using mirrors, right, it would bounce the webcam to face forward so that you could record a class, you could record...
You could record
yes, forward. And that's what I thought that it was doing. And it wouldn't take too many more, but you know, I thought that the webcam was here or here on this, a little better. I thought the webcam was here. It would bounce here, bounce up, and then bounce out.
Oh, I see.
Forward. I see. Not quite what I now realize. Yeah, logically, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, very, very cool. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Now, let's move on to the letter. Now,
well, since everybody had to send me an email to be in the contest, I thought we would do a dozen emails as to cute, clever, and could be. So the most often answer given was something about tape. Nancy said it was a tape dispenser on steroids. David said it looks like a gizmo for holding and applying packing tapes.
Yeah.
Giz1, tape dispenser for giants. Then we had the weirder answers. I think it's a mirrored boat scraper.
Ah.
So you can see if there's any mud left on the bottom of your boat, Mr. Tom. A big truck snow plow.
was Gus, and a Super Grip shaving razor for hard to reach places, said John. A combo mustache grower, head shaver, a combination makeup mirror and cell phone stand, that was Byron. And this makes sense. A holder for a baker's rolling pin. That was Carol. Bluetooth enabled tum scraper, Jim. An elephant toilet paper holder. This is very funny. TV screen for a contortionist.
Oh, man, yeah.
Pizza grew. Marty said it's an adapter that you stick an old incandescent bulb in, and then the mirror makes it look like a bluish tint LED light. And also, I like this. James said it's to apply temporary tattoos. You put your arm in there, rotate the arm around, and then it comes out tattooed.
I like that.
And finally, Becky said, I think it's a catapult to send junk mail and newspapers back to the person who delivered them.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, I need that device. That's great.
And that leads us to...
Here's the new gadget. This isn't just a piece of... That's the whole gadget?
That's the whole gadget.
Okay, well, this is obviously a toothpick for someone who only has golden teeth.
Okay.
You think you know what this gadget is? Get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz, 6-Man magazines for funny, for correct answers, 12-Man magazines for funny, clever, hilarious answers. Get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. Before we leave, I want to say a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting our show. Every time we upload a video, you guys support us. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that support. If you want to support us, please consider supporting over at gizwiz.tv. And then click on our Patreon tab at the top of the website. Then that'll take you to a big old banner that'll take you to our Patreon page. And you can support us there. Also on that page is a small link for PayPal if you want to give via PayPal. That's also an option. However you give, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Head on over there to watch the show live. And I encourage you to join the chat room, chat along with all of the fantastic folks there so they can watch along with our community. And if you don't catch it live, all of our episodes are there on our website or on our YouTube or on Apple Podcasts. We're all over the internet. Before we go, how can people send in videos if they want to be...
I was just going to say, I'm going to insert here that we're looking for more viewer videos, okay? A 1 to 3 minute video about a gadget, any kind of gadget. We love it if you have an old tech gadget that was such a hot thing when you bought it and now is kind of laughable, but they're so much fun to watch. But it can be any kind of a gadget. Just be horizontal format. Make sure we can hear you. You can be in it if you have a friend who's going to shoot the video. Put it up on YouTube. You can click unlisted when you upload it, and then only people with the URL will be able to see it and send that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And we're looking for new videos. I think I have one for next week, but we need more videos. mail@gizwiz.tv, a 1 to 3 minute video, any gadget you have. Oop, I have no sound.
Sorry, I left myself muted. Okay. Do that now. And a final reminder that we have a little bit of schedule changes in the next month. Next week we'll be recording on a Friday, and all those schedule changes are posted at the top of our website if you need to know more. That about wraps it up.
Oh, your food, your food, your food.
Oh my gosh, let's check it out. We're so like out of order at the end of the show, but I kind of love it. Let's check it out. Let's see. Ooh, the top is now warm, so I think that we're going to get a good indication. Okay. It's a little warm. The top of my, here, I can kind of get a product shot here.
So is it enough food for two people, or?
I would think so, yes, because you can see that my, like, there's still some room left in here.
Yeah. Okay.
I could have put that entire mac and cheese in here, and probably another these. And yeah, given enough time, it will heat up properly. So let's go ahead and try. It'll heat up all the way through the whole thing. So there we go. Feels good. It doesn't feel like, you know, it's still frozen. Let's cut over here. Let's give that a try. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, hot. All right.
And it's warm.
Oh, hot.
That's good. That one was resting right on there. My chicken isn't quite there. One side, one second. Yeah, one side's hot, the other side isn't yet. I haven't given it quite enough time on the chicken yet. Mac and cheese is good. I would recommend you give it about an hour before it's like fully ready. You could start heating and then like about an hour later, it'll be fully all the way heated from my experience. So there you go, the heating lunchbox. Okay, with that about wraps up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.